just as boneheaded gets.
Bonehead. You bonehead.
Bonehead. I got a boner.
All right, here's our first nominee this week. A guy by the name of Ronald Doobie Jr. He was wanted in New Hampshire on an outstanding warrant. And the warrant had been out for so long that the U.S. Marshals featured him as Fugitive of the Week.
You gotta love that title.
Man.
I am Fugitive of the Week.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He's already got something to put on his wall.
So when you're Fugitive of the Week, of course, your picture is everywhere.
Yeah, that's just a small caveat.
I'd be getting myself business cards.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Former Fugitive of the Week, Randall Moore. Yeah. So anyway, he's Fugitive of the Week. His picture is in the post office. It's on bulletin boards at Walmart. It's on Facebook.
It's on telephone poles.
It's on television.
On TV.
It's everywhere. Yeah. So he decides that this is the one week that he should go to the local bar and enter a big karaoke contest.
Why not?
Yeah.
So is he's up there singing Don't Stop Believin' or I Did It My Way or something like that. And somebody goes, wait a minute, that guy looks familiar.
Yeah, and they go, I'm the singing fugitive.
Up next in our karaoke contest, the Fugitive of the Week.
So they called the cops. By the time he was finished his epic rendition of My Way, the police were there to take him away.
There you go.
And they got their Fugitive of the Week. Now he could be.
Now he's entertaining in a jail cell where he has a captive audience.
Yes, and now he's a former Fugitive of the Week, but he may become the current Bonehead of the Week if he wins this week. So,
boy, that guy keeps on winning.
He's having a great run right now.
He's having a good run.
106.1 Shay.